a minimum amount of 4.717 billion Ghana cedis has been injected into the road sector since January 2009, and it is disappointing to have most of our roads bedeviled with potholes, corrugated gravel surface and bushy road size, among other defects, whilst the 42% of our network in good condition as at the end of December 2008 has dropped to 35% at the end of December 2015. There exists a very tall list of road projects, over 2,000, and the funds released annually are spread thinly on the projects, making no significant impact on their physical progress. Indeed, the performance of the Mills Mahama administration on road sector from January 2009 to date is bizarre and catastrophic, to say the least, and that is in spite of the cacophony from propagandists. It is important to reflect that in Parliament, during the debate of the President's 2016 State of the Nation address, the Minister of Roads and Highways stated with emphasis that a purpose government should be able to add 10% to the road network of the country by the end of every year in administration. Ladies and gentlemen, what this means is that whereas the Kufuor administration added 10% to the total network every year for 8 successive years, the NDC has done 0.8%, in other words, less than 1% increase in the network per year.